This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 263. And today we're going to talk about homeschool burnout. I know I've been through it, and it can happen to even the most diehard or poster child for homeschooling mom. And I felt like that's what I was for many years. And you know you're burned out when? Fill in the blank, because I know for each person it's different. So we are going to talk about that today, and I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, and that is LD Entertainment and the movie The Miracle Season. Guys, if you've been listening to my last few episodes, I have been talking and talking about this movie. I loved it, and it is a tearjerker, but you'll want to catch that, and especially if you have teenagers. You really want to see this movie, and even if you don't, you'll want to see the movie. Not for little kids, but it is, something that you'll want to watch. All right, homeschool burnout. I have to say that when it happened, I was on overload, and I'm going to share a little bit about that with you in just a minute. But I truly didn't feel like getting out of bed. I dreaded listening to my kids read because it would put me to sleep. And the thought of teaching another child long division just made me cry. I remember telling my then high schooler that she could not leave home until she taught her little brother to read, because just the thought of teaching another child to read was insurmountable. And for me, the age difference between my kids, I have... there's a span of 20 years between my youngest and my oldest. So that just gives you an idea. And, you know, as my husband said, most of our lives we've been having children. For at least 20 something years, we have had five children in that span of time. And, between the three youngest and the two oldest, there is a space. Still, I felt that I was on burnout, and especially homeschool burnout. And I just, felt that on one hand, it was awesome because I was getting what everybody says they want, and that's a do-over. I homeschooled two children, and then they were 12 and 14 when my third was born. And then they were, 3 years later, I had my fourth, and 2 years later, I had my fifth. So I got to do a do-over with the last three, and I homeschooled all of them. So when I was struggling with burnout, the last thing I wanted was for some know-it-all mom to tell me one more thing I needed to do to overcome burnout. So the reason that you feel burnt out, and this is what happened to me, is that I was overwhelmed. And so, I'm not going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff that you need to do or not do, but I want to give you some clarity and some things that I discovered when I went through that time. You know, I had this really cushy life looking back at it. My husband made a good living. He provided for our family and is kind and loving, and I'm really blessed. And I had the two children, a house on a couple of acres, and I lived in a place with perpetual summer and spring weather. I began a publishing business right before I found out I was pregnant with child number three. And the publishing business flourished, and so did my fertility. I had number four and number five in my 40s. So homeschooling high school and having little ones while running a publishing business became overwhelming. Something had to go. And, you know, the kids would, I'd be in the middle of some crisis. Let's say my website was down and my kids would say, you know, Mom, what do you want me to do first, math or reading? Or we would go on a field trip and all I wanted to do was go on the field trip, be able to talk to the other moms, you know, here we have some real conversation going. And the kids are pulling on us saying, hey, after the field trip, can I have, you know, so-and-so over? And, you know, then we're looking, the moms and I, you know, we're looking at each other going, okay, how are we going to coordinate this? Because, you know, where we live, it's like everything is a half an hour away. So going and coming, that's an hour out of my day. Or if I had a penny for every time, and especially my child number four, Annie Elizabeth, would lose her math book, and I don't know if it was on purpose or what. Finally, I didn't let her do anything fun she wanted to do until that math book was found. And once that started happening regularly and I was on top of it, guess what? Her math book wasn't lost anymore. But, you know, those kinds of things can get to us over time. And there was a time in the not so distant past when my business became profitable and my husband's took a downturn because of the economy. And it was a blessing to be sure, but juggling little kids and little and constant problems while launching a new branch of my business became top priority, and it became tough. And on top of this, I was dissatisfied. I was sad. I didn't have more time to complete my homeschool tasks, and I was sad my house was a mess. And yes, I was just plain sad. And I felt like I needed a break, but I didn't have anyone I could trust to babysit nearby or even friends to trade with. In fact, I felt selfish even thinking of leaving my kids alone for any period of time. I realized years later that I was my own worst enemy. I had all these rules, these to-dos and don'ts, and no way out of the mess I had created. And so, friends, I share that story with you because something did go, that new branch of my business, that ended because I couldn't keep up with that and homeschooling won out. Sometimes there are things out of our control, like when the washing machine breaks or there's a hurricane and no electricity for 2 weeks. This has happened to us 3 times while living in Southwest Florida. And yes, I still live here. There are those unaccountable and unavoidable things that happen in our lives, but that doesn't mean we quit. That doesn't mean we say, okay, I'm done homeschooling. That doesn't mean that we look at that. You know, we used to always say, we look at that yellow school bus on the corner with longing. No, what we do is we pray, we go on our knees, and I'm going to share with you right after break the real secret to homeschool burnout and burnout in general. We'll be right back.
From LD Entertainment comes the miracle season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The miracle season. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 263, Homeschool Burnout. Well, I'm going to give you a life raft, and that is an acronym, LIFERAFT, of what I have found are helpful tips that, you know, in retrospect, when I look back, these were things that were missing, as well as what I'm going to call the big reveal. The last letter is T, and the truth. And that is going to be what I found was missing. And once I found this missing element, I have to tell you, I've never suffered from burnout again. Life, L is for list. Okay, that's the first one. Life happens, and we need to realize that every day isn't going to be perfect. Everything on our list will not be checked off, and we need to be okay with that. For those of you who love lists, I make them, and then I tend not to look at them, but I know some of you love to cross off that list. It doesn't always have to work. I just recently talked to a friend of mine, and she says she puts 7 things on her list every day, and that is to drink a certain amount of water, and she listed out every time, you know, like four times a day when she has to drink water, and three times a day where she gets up and does some sort of exercise, whether it's stretching or walking or jogging or whatever. And she said that is the only thing that she has to get accomplished every day to feel accomplished. I thought that was brilliant. I can drink four glasses of water a day. How about you? Sometimes our burnout happens when we don't feel like we are doing the tasks that we feel we need to do. And so that brings us to the next point, which is I, and I is for important. What is the most important thing to tackle today? The one thing, you know, the one thing that if you completed it, it will make me happy. If there isn't one thing, then you're not fine-tuning your list enough. Take a few moments and think about this. Think about each day, just like my friend came up with her list of her two things, and that was, you know, drinking water and exercising. What is that one thing? Is it making the bed? For me, when I walk into my bedroom and I see my bed made, I feel good. As I'm recording this, we're coming up on the Easter weekend, and I like to make fresh flower arrangements. So before I could even get to any of the recordings that I need to do, because I like to what we call batch record, do a few at a time, and so I can have them in the queue and ready to go, and I can be ahead. But somehow I got behind, which is why I'm doing it before Easter, the Easter weekend. But as long as I had my flowers done, and my bed made today, that hit the list of what I needed to accomplish. So take a few moments, make a plan, know about it the night before. If you're a list person, put it on a list. And just as long as you know what those few things you want to accomplish are, and get them done. F is for fear. Friends, fear can be crippling. It can come from many sources, but in order to overcome fear, you must identify it and call it out for what it really is. And it's really from the enemy. Fear is debilitating and crippling, and it can make you sick. One of my friends recently was really upset about a lot of things she said happening. She actually said it was from when the hurricane came, which I can't remember now, but I think it was back in September or, you know, of last year. I can't even remember because it really hit all of us hard, and we still are reeling from some of the effects of the hurricane. I can look outside my house right now, and we're talking about the hurricane in 2017 in Florida, and I can see, you know, still trees that are on their side. They're not in my yard, or they would be down. They're in my neighbor's yard. Behind our house. But, you know, there are things that happen, and she ended up with shingles, and shingles can come, you know, it can be dormant in your body, and it can come from extreme stress. So we do not want to allow stress to get to us. And I'm going to pray this prayer for you, and I pray this prayer every time I am fearful. Dear Lord, by your death and resurrection, you have conquered fear and death, and I ask that you bless me, my family, and friends in the name of Jesus. I cast out fear since you are love, and perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John 4:17-18. In this way, love has been perfected among us so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment. For in this world, we are just like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because... And then you can read more about that. E is for easy. So L-I-F-E, an office supply company made a whole marketing campaign on that easy button. And guess what? We are always going to have things happening in our life, and sometimes we make them complicated. Either you're a perfectionist and that holds you captive, or you're lazy and you leave dishes in the sink, piles of clothes all over the place, and then we complain that our kids never help us. I admit there are times when I've been lazy and when I didn't want to do the dishes, and when everyone of useful age was gone from this house. Guess what? Kids grow up, they leave home, and those pesky dishes are still around. It's really easy. Take turns, make a schedule, or ask your kids to split up the chores, or something that God gave me, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. That was, I asked my kids, look, here's a list of chores we need. Who wants what chore? And they were fighting over them. Yes, I kid you not. My kids are very competitive. And guess what happened? They ended up doing the chores they liked. They didn't mind doing them, and it was easy. Okay, so that's your L-I-F-E. Now we're going to get to the raft, and the R is reality. Sometimes we'll be sad and on overload, and it's okay. I mean, I've gone through deaths in my family. My mother died first, and then one of my aunts, and then my uncle, and then my father. Actually, another uncle died after my mother. So there were a series of relatives that were elderly that lived nearby, and I was kind of responsible for them on top of everything else. So they are all now gone on my side of the family, and we're dealing with Jeff's two parents now. And, you know, their house was devastated by the hurricane. So keep them in your prayers because they're not going to go back to their home. So as we look at these things and we're super sad and, you know, life changes and it's not always how we want it to be, we have to be realistic when we look at our goals. Are they attainable? And if not, why? And if so, then how are we going to make it happen? If you don't have goals, write them today. I have some goals that I have. I have, in fact, this big goal looming ahead of me about a book project that I need to finish. And so I would appreciate your prayers on that because it seems like it will never happen. But I know once I sit down and do not get up and just work on it, it will get done quickly. In the raft, A is for anger. Burnout is when you get angry at the smallest, littlest, inconsequential thing. Burnout happens when we're angry and we don't have a reason for it, or if the anger, you know, we may have a reason, but then the anger doesn't make us feel better. It makes us feel worse when we lose control, and it can be horrible for all involved. Everyone has been angry from time to time, but if you feel like you're losing control, get help, please. Don't try to fight this alone. F is for forgiveness. It begins with yourself. Sometimes we're the hardest on ourselves. Forgiveness isn't easy. I invite you to listen to several podcasts I have on forgiveness. One is on the importance of forgiveness, and the other one is on asking for forgiveness. They may be two of the most important podcasts I have ever recorded because it took me 7 years to figure this out. 7 years. And it doesn't have to be that long for you. If you've hurt your children with unkind words, set the example and ask them for forgiveness as well. Happiness and joy will come from this, I promise. And the last is truth. False thinking is one of the reasons we cannot face the truth. You are not a horrible person. You are not a failure. You're not terrible at everything you do. I promise you that. And how do I know? Because you're listening to this podcast and you don't want to suffer from burnout. The truth is, and are you ready for this? The truth is, with God as the focus of your home and school and life, you can do it. We can never do it on our own without God, and His help is nothing. Is amazing. Nothing ever works out without it, and only with His help can you be happy. I promise you that if you can spend some time with God, it will all work out. Burnout is a real thing. It means it's time for Mom to take a break, a short break, but one nonetheless, because we can't, you know, really retire from being a mom. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm, you know, all done with this. I've decided not to be one anymore. You know, we've really got to be what the Lord wants us to be. And when things are insurmountable, it's time for help. It's time to take steps toward that peace that we seek. And it's time to spend time with God. A few minutes, just a few. A Few Minutes with God podcast walks you through the steps. Just spending time when you're throwing in the laundry, pray, God help me today. When you're helping a little one brush her teeth, say, Lord, thank you for this child you gave me. When you're getting out the school books or preparing to teach your children, Lord, help me to educate my children according to your will. It's not rocket science. It's down on your knees humbly before the Lord in prayer. And friends, I pray this podcast has been a help, but I want to leave you with this thought. Even in our worst moments at home, we're providing for our children that we genuinely love, and there's no one out there who will love our kids as much as we do. No one. At one time or another, we've all questioned our ability to homeschool. We are, you know, think we're doing a terrible job, or our kids are never going to get the best education, or the schools would do a much better job. that they'll never get a good job someday. And believe me, they will. I'm graduating my last child this year, and they've all succeeded in jobs and three in college. Two of my kids got full scholarships, okay? And one was a struggling learner. So, friends, it can be done, and it really takes instilling love in your kids, and I've done a for learning, and I've done a bunch of podcasts on that. Just go to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio networked.com front page and do a search. I really need to get that search bar on all the pages. But for now, only on the first page can you do a search on a topic and find a podcast. I want to share with you a story I just heard from a friend of mine who's pulling their kids out of school. And the reason is we've all heard about the gun violence in the schools, which is a horrible thing. Well, the administrator and staff of this school system has decided to run drills on mock school shootings with one issue that is horrible, and that is they're not going to tell the kids when it's a pretend drill or when it pretend real. So these kids are going to be going through this drill not knowing or thinking this is a real event. Can you imagine the psychological damage that's going to happen to these kids going through that? I don't know who decided to do that. And as my friend said, obviously the staff does not have kids. For this reason, they're pulling their kids out of school. And for whatever reason you have decided, I believe that God has blessed you with the perfect amount of kids. And my kids have taught me so much. I know you've got this. You are not alone. And when burnout creeps in, banish it and don't think you have to do it alone. This network is an example of never having to do it alone. We have an entire network full of amazing podcasters. We have a Facebook group for the purpose of small group discussions. You can find the link on the show notes for Vintage Homeschool Moms episode 263. And if you are in need, reach out. We are here for you. You are qualified to teach your children, and this podcast network is dedicated to help you. I just hope and pray for you that this podcast was beneficial and that you have gotten information that will help you. And just remember that life raft and know that you are not alone. Thank you so much for listening. Share this podcast with a friend and give us a star rating on iTunes or on Google Play. And that is one of the best things you can do for us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.